As mentioned previously, I do want to place emphasis on the time frames and spend some time talking about the importance of the time frames that are throughout the CSSRS versions. You'll notice in this box here for the suicidal ideation section, you'll see lifetime, which is defined as the time he or she felt most suicidal, past 1 month, and past 3 months. And these time frames really give us some great clinical information. It can tell us information on severity and again, how recent the suicidal ideation may be, as well as give us some good historic information that we may have missed if we were just assessing for current suicide ideation. According to Kelly Posner's video, that lifetime time frame is the most clinically meaningful. Again, this is the time that the consumer felt the most suicidal. According to Kelly Posner, this is more predictive than current. So this is a very important time frame to gather information on. The time frames are also important when we look at the level of severity later on in the training. These screening tools are going to help us determine if someone is low versus moderate versus high. And this is where the time frames help us distinguish between or among the severity ratings.